Parashas the Shalach is a very famous Haftorah, as you all know. We have the story of the victory over Sisera, the defeat of Sisera through Yael, and the Shira that came out of the mouth of Barak and Dvorah. Obviously, the parallels to Parashas B'Shalach are pretty obvious. The victory, the military victory, and the Shira that came in the wake of the victory, Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir Moshe, and the Shira of Dvorah. Obviously, we could speak for many, many minutes, many hours even, but I want to just take one pasuk, and we'll see how it's some fascinating parallels between this pasuk and something we all say Friday night in davening, and it's more than meets the eye. So we have a pasuk in the middle of Shiras Dvorah. Uri, Uri, Dvorah. Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. So she's speaking about arising and inspiring herself, be strong and sing. Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. Everyone understands, of course, the parallel to our liturgy, to our davening. Friday night davening, there's a stanza in Lechadodi that begins with the words, his ori, kiva orech, kumi ori. Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi. Kvod Hashem Aleich Nigla. Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi is playing off of these words. Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. Let's look at this whole stanza as a whole, and then we'll see the context of Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. The most of the stanzas of Lechadodi are speaking about Yerushalayim. After your first two stanzas, which are about Shabbos, and the final one is again Bo'i V'Shama Teres Bala, everything in the middle is discussing Yerushalayim and the ultimate Geula. And many of the phrases that you find, beginning with Mikdash Melech, from that stanza all the way till Yamanus Motifrotzi, are taken from Haftoros of Shiva Dinechemta, which is all from Yeshaya. So those seven Haftorahs, starting with Veschanan until Nitzavim, before Shoshana, are full of Nechama. So, for our purposes now, this stanza, his ori, kiva orech, kumi ori, uri uri, shir daberi is from here, kvod Hashem aleich nigla, just to go through this entire stanza. Anyone who's familiar with the Shevet Nechemta will probably be able to find it sooner, but we'll try to reference it. His Ori, where does that come from? The Haftorah of Parsha Shoftim. So it's Yeshaya Nun Aleph. So it's also, by the way, here you also have Isnari may offer is also here. But before the pasuk, okay, so it says his ori, let's find it. Finding it. I saw it a second ago. His ori, kiva. Let's come back to his ori. Sorry, I don't want to hold everybody. His ori, kiva orech, kumi ori. Let's take that. Kiva orech, kumi ori. That's Haftorah of Kisavo. The beginning of the Haftorah is Yeshaya Samoch. Kumi ori, kiva orech. So he flips the order. Maybe this will negate today's shir, but Sirta, flipping the order of Psukim, not to write. Okay. Kiva orech, kumi ori. The pasuk here says, kiva, kumi ori, kiva orech. Okay, that's good. Now we have uri, uri, shir daberi, which we mentioned here from Shoftim, but uri, uri has other applications as well. Kvod Hashem aleich nigla. So here, back again to Haftorah of Kisavo. Kumi ori, kiva orech, uchvod Hashem aleich zorach. Okay, Nigla and Zarach are similar. Kvod Hashem Aleich Nigla. And again, it says again in the next pasuk, V'alaych Yizrach Hashem, Uchbodo Aleich Yera'eh. So this is the Kiva Orech Kumi Ori, and Kvod Hashem Aleich Nigla. His Ori is also here. Again, I couldn't find it the second. It's also from the same Haftoris. Now, let's talk about Uri Shedaberi. So we have it over here in Shoftim. But it's interesting. We also have it in Yeshaya. But with a different follow-up. So here as well, in the same Haftorah that I started with Shoftim, you have the Pasuk here says, Uri, Uri. Mm-hmm. It's in Shai Nun Aleph. Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Livshi Bigdei Sefartech, that's Bigdei Sefartech from the other stanza that you can right away recognize. Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, Kilo Yosef Yovabach Od Oro V'tameh. So Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Now, if that's the case, you could have said not Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi, you could have said Uri, Uri, Uzech Livshi. Would have sounded just as good for the rhyme. And then you don't have to go all the way to Shoftim. Hey, everything else is from Yeshaya, from the Haftorah of Yeshaya. So what's Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi? You have it Uri, Uri right here. Kakasha, right? Uri, Uri, Uzech Livshi. It goes. No. There's something else. There's another Uri Uri in Yeshaya earlier. This is Yeshaya Nun Aleph from the Haftorah of Shoftim. There's an earlier Uri Uri in Yeshaya. This is not a Haftorah, but it's right before another Haftorah. It's right before the Haftorah of that we just started with, the Shoftim Nochi Nochi Hu Menachemchem, which is Yeshaya Nun Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. Just a few psukim before that. So you have the pasuk right before Nochi Nochi Hu Menachemchem, which is the opening pasuk of Shoftim, of Torah of Shoftim. You have Uftiyah Hashem Yeshuvah, and some people say this Matzei Shabbos and Vitan Lecha. Uftiyah Hashem Yeshuvah, Votzim Berinam Simcha Sal Marosham Sasam Simcha Yasigun Nasi Yogan Banacha. But I want to go back two psukim before that. Listen to this pasuk. Nun Aleph Tes Uri Uri Livshi Oz. Again, Simuta Oz Livshi Uvshi Oz Zeroa Hashem. Uri kime kedem doros salamim haloat hi hamachseves rahav mecholeles tanin haloat hi hamachareves yom meitahom rabba hasama mamake yom derech rava geulim. And now we understand why Rav Shmuel Kabitz went to Shir Daberi. Let me tell you why. This Uri Uri from Yeshayin and Aleph Tes, what does it say right afterwards? Uri Uri Livshio Zero Hashem Uri Kime Kedem, and it goes on and says, Halo at hi hamachseves rahav mecholeles tanin. Who's the rahav and who's the tanin? The Mefarshim tell us that these are references to Mitzrayim. Rahav is Mitzrayim, and tanin is Paro, the tanin hagadol that the Cheskel talks about. And look at the next pasuk. Halo at hi hamachareves yom. That's Yamsuf, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. Meitahom Rabba, Hasama Mamake Yom Derech Rava Geulim. The Derech, when the sea was split and the Geulim went through the Yamsuf. So this Uri Uri in Yeshayi Nun Aleph Tes, right before Nochi Nochi Umenachemchem, is mentioned in connection to Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Dalet that Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Chelek Lasos Chizkiyo Mashiach and Sancheirev would be Gogol Magog. The Mechamet Sanhedrin laid siege on Yerushalayim. This would have been the final showdown of Mechamet Gogol Magog, and Chizki and Hatzalah that we know that they all died suddenly, and Chizkiyo was the king at the time. That would have been the ultimate Geula, but it didn't happen. It wasn't the ultimate Geula, and the reason was because Chizkiyo did not sing Shira. So says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Here, Sadi Dalet Amin Aleph. Amma Midi Sadim Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ibonu Shalom, Amma David Melch Yisrael, Shama Kama Shiros V'Tishbacha, Sufanecha Lo Asiso Mashiach. You didn't make David Chizkiyo, Shasiso Koha Nisam Lo, V'lo Amashira, Taseo Mashiach, and that was it. So therefore, he couldn't become the Mashiach, and the Geula couldn't happen then. So I think this is now the depth of this sentence. Uri, Uri, why didn't he go to Uri, Uri in Yeshaya? Because he really was. Because the Uri, Uri Yeshaya talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. And Kriyas Yamsuf is the parallel to Mechemes Gogol Magog as well. In a certain sense, within Yetzias Mitzrayim is already the program of the Gula Asida. And the ultimate showdown that is described in the Nevuah and the Zechariah is that there's going to be a siege on Yerushalayim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will come and fight for us. And that's what you have in the parsha. Hashem yilachim lachem v'atem tachavishun. It says in the pasuk, V'yatzah Hashem v'nilcham b'goyim ahem, ki yom hilachamo b'yom kerov. Hashem will fight against those nations that lay siege to Yerushalayim, as he fought for you b'yom kerov. So the Mefarshim, Rashi, and others say, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is called a Melchama. Hashem yilachim lachem, Hashem ish Melchama, ki Hashem nilcham lachem b'mitzvayim. Hashem does all the work for us. He fights our battle, he wages our battle. But there was one problem. Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Shira. So there has to be a Shira in the wake of Mechemes Gog u'Magog, and there will be one. Shir Chadash that we hope for, Begula Sida, that would be the Shira parallel to Az Yashir. There should have been a Shira by the time of Chizkiyahu, but he failed to sing, and therefore it didn't become the ultimate Geula. So therefore, Shomal Kabitz, knowing all of this, put here in the stanza of Is Ori, Kiva Ori, Chumi Ori, which is Uri, Uri, Shir Daberi, which is the song of Devorah. And the idea that you need to have a Shira in the wake of the Mocham of Gog u'Magog, and that was lacking in the Uri Uri in Ishaya, because it references Kriyas Yamsuf, but it didn't happen Tam of Chizkiyahu, so therefore he says Uri Uri Ishaya.